Greetings, friends. Today's program is entitled The Number of the Beast. The Number of the Beast. We're winding down our series of programs entitled Who or What is the Beast? And this is the part that everybody has been waiting for. Everybody wants to know, what is the mark of the beast? What is the mark of the beast? And how can I avoid it? Well, we're going to talk about that. But before we do that, we have to understand the number of the beast. If you want to truly understand the mark of the beast, you have to understand the number of the beast. And that's what we're going to cover in today's program, the explanation of the number of the beast. For that, let's turn over to Revelation chapter 13, and we'll read in verses 15 through 18. This is Revelation chapter 13 and verses 15 through 18. It says, "Power was given to the two-horned beast to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And it causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark. They receive this mark on their right hand or in their foreheads, so that no one could do what? So that no one could buy or sell except those having the mark or the name of the beast or the number of its name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number." Count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And its number is, and I'm sure you all know this, its number is 666. That's probably one of the most infamous, if not the most infamous, number in the world. 666. Now, from reading verses 15 through 18 in chapter 13 of Revelation, we find 10 things here. So hopefully you have a pencil and you can write down these 10 points that we see from these three verses, actually four verses, Revelation 15, 16, 17, and 18 of chapter 13. There are 10 points that come out. The first point, the Catholic Church is the image of the beast. Now, if you haven't been with us in previous programs, I hope that you'll log on to our website and read this entire article, in which we have plenty of scriptural and historical proof to support this first statement that the Catholic Church is the image of the beast. You can log on to our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. Alright, so the first point is that the Catholic Church is the image of the beast. The beast, and this is point number two, the beast is the Roman Empire. So therefore, the Catholic Church is the image of the Roman Empire. Point number three, the Catholic Church causes people to be martyred if they don't worship the church. You saw where it said in the scripture, and it causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads, so that no one could buy or sell except those having the mark or the name of the beast or the number of its name. So it causes people to receive this mark. And it causes as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So, point number three, the Catholic Church causes people to be martyred if they don't worship the church. And point number four, which we actually already covered, is that the Catholic Church causes people from all walks of life to receive the mark of the beast, because he causes all, the rich, the poor, the free, the bond, everyone who does not receive the mark of the beast to be killed, but he causes all these type of people to receive the mark. Most people will bow down to that pressure or the deceit, unfortunately, to receive this mark. So point number five, the mark of the beast is received in a certain location. It is received in a person's right hand or in their forehead. Now, point number 6. The purpose of the mark is to stop people from buying or selling if they won't comply with the church. Point number 7. The mark of the beast is the same as the name of the beast. Now, this is extremely important to understand. The mark of the beast is the same as the name of the beast. The mark of the beast and the name of the beast are also the same as the number of the beast. So all three are synonymous. The mark of the beast, the name of the beast, and the number of the beast. All three are synonymous. We saw that when we read that no one could buy or sell except those having the mark or the name of the beast or the number of its name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for this number of the beast is the number of a man, and its number is 666. So all three are synonymous. The mark of the beast is the same as the name of the beast, which is the same as the number of the beast. Now, point number 8. We are told to count the number of the beast. To count something up means to add it up. You count up how many pennies you have in a piggy bank. You count up how many dollars you have in a bank. So we are told to count the number of the beast. Point number 9. The number of the beast is the number of a man. This is also extremely important. The number of the beast is the number of a man. And then point number 10, the number of the beast is 666. All right, so those are the 10 points that we can see from Revelation chapter 13 and verses 15 through 18. Now, the word count, I already talked about it a little bit, but the word count is from the Greek word sephizo, and it's spelled P-S-E-P-H-I-Z-O, and it's pronounced phasizo. That's a hard word for me to pronounce. It's Greek to me, that's for sure. But the meaning of it is to use pebbles in enumeration, that is, to compute something. And we can find that in Strong's Exhaustive Concordance of the Bible. Now, we are told to compute the number based on the name. It says that the mark of the beast is the number of the beast, and also this number is the name of the beast. So we are told to compute the number based on the name. By way of analogy, to try to make this simple, it's like when you see a telephone number. To help you to remember a telephone number, people will give you letters. As an example, if I told you to call 1-800-BABYLON, call 1-800-BABYLON, you would be able to remember that phrase, 1-800-BABYLON, a lot easier than you would remembering the actual phone number. And what you would have to do to interpret this word Babylon is you would have to look on your phone pad, look at the letters on the keypad of the phone, and see what the numbers are. So the name Babylon is decoded by using the equivalent numbers on the phone's keypad. As an example, if you truly looked at a phone, and this is just an example, if you truly looked at a phone, you would see that the B is equal to the number 2. A is equal to the number 2, B again is equal to the number 2, the Y is equal to the number 9, the L is equal to the number 5, the 0 is equal to the number 6, the letter O in Babylon is equal to the number 6, and the letter N is equal to the number 6. The next step would be to compute or to count up the numbers. In this case, if you added 2 plus 2 plus 2, plus 9, plus 5, plus 6, plus 6, you would get to 32. Now that we know this principle, let's apply this principle to the beast. We've already said that the beast is the Roman Empire. Therefore, the name we must use is Roman, R-O-M-A-N. But in the Greek language, the language in which the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation, the name Roman is actually spelled L-A-T-E-I-N-O-S. I'll say that again. L-A-T-E-I-N-O-S. And it stands for Latin man. Now let's decode this name using the equivalent Greek numbers. And this will be fascinating. The L is equal to 30. And this is the Greek equivalent of these numbers. The L is equal to 30. The A is equal to 1. The T is equal to 300. The E is equal to 5. The I is equal to 10. The N is equal to 50. The O is equal to 70, and the S is equal to 200. The next step is to compute or to count up the numbers. So here they are again. 30 plus 1 plus 300 plus 5 plus 10 plus 50 plus 70 plus 200 equals 666. That's right, and I'll go over it again. The L is equal to 30, the A is equal to 1, the T is equal to 300, the E is equal to 5, the I is equal to 10, the N is equal to 50, the O is equal to 70, and the S is equal to 200. If you add all of those numbers together, they count up to 666. Now, is this number of the beast also the number of a man? Because that's what the scripture says, that the number of the beast is also the number of a man. Is this true? The answer is yes. The founder and first king of Rome was Romulus. That's why you have it called the Roman Empire, because the Roman Empire was named after Romulus. So, the number of the beast, the Roman Empire, is also the number of a man, Romulus, the head and founder of the Roman Empire. Do you know what else this means? It means that every citizen of the Roman Empire is called a Roman. In other words, every citizen of the Roman Empire is a Latin man, a Latinos. That's what Roman actually comes from in the Greek letter, Latinos. It is no coincidence that the name of the kingdom, the name of its founder and first king, and the name of each citizen of the kingdom counts to exactly 666. So certainly the mark of the beast or the identifying sign of the beast has been identified on this program.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.